Both the Center for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration say raw milk is dangerous. Because it's not pasteurized, it could contain E. coli and other harmful bacteria. It's illegal for stores to sell raw milk in Tennessee and Georgia, but people who want it find a way to get it. People like Kay Sanford. She lives in Chattanooga, and she says she drinks raw milk because it contains live enzymes that pasteurization would kill. She says she doesn't eat very many processed foods.
I like to eat whole foods, you know. I like to buy my food at the farmer's market. I like to grow my food. I am of the opinion that it's healthier than what is provided to me by the industries.
Sanford says she gets about half a gallon a week, and she goes across the state line to do it.
I get it from a small farm in North Georgia. I know the cow. I know the farmer.
So how did she find this farmer? You might say she used the original social network.
Word of mouth. Word of mouth. It's a good old Southern tradition.
Farmers in Tennessee and Georgia are not supposed to sell raw milk for human consumption. That's against the law. Some farmers might do it anyway for friends or friends of friends. So that's one way people get raw milk. They just know the right people.
I know other people, lots of other people who drink raw milk.
A few years ago in Tennessee, a different option became legal. It's called a herd share. A herd share means consumers buy the cow instead of buying the milk. So herd shares allow people to become part owners of dairy cows on farms. Sanford says she's not interested in this option because she's already got somebody.
I'm happy with my source.
But people who don't have an insider source can find these herd shares pretty easily by searching online. The way they work, it's sort of like owning a dairy cow timeshare.
Or you could liken it to having multiple owners in a horse. If you know anything about horse racing, you know that sometimes there's multiple owners in a horse.
That's Suzanne Morgan. She and her husband own Echo Valley Farm in Lansing, Tennessee, near Knoxville. They've got five cows. People pay $30 to become partial owners of this herd that they've got. Plus, people have to pay a monthly boarding fee. As long as people do that, they're considered part owners, so they get a share of the milk, specifically 1 gallon every week. People are supposed to bring clean, empty glass containers when they want to pick up some of their raw milk.
You are welcome to come to the farm anytime, except for on the weekends. We do ask to have a little bit of privacy because we live here, but anyone is welcome to come to the farm to pick up their milk. We have a milk delivery also in Knoxville, West Knoxville, on Thursdays.
Closer to Chattanooga, Fall Creek Farms also offers a herd share. They're located in Spencer, Tennessee, and they make deliveries to Chattanooga and Cookeville. However, they declined to be interviewed for this segment. The Food and Drug Administration unequivocally says people should not drink raw milk. In a warning video, an FDA spokesperson says hundreds have gotten sick from raw milk over the last decade.
Getting sick from raw milk can mean many days of diarrhea, stomach cramping, and vomiting. Sometimes it can also lead to kidney and liver disease, paralysis, chronic disorders, and even death.
The Center for Disease Control also says it can be dangerous. It might have salmonella, E. coli, or other harmful bacteria and germs. The CDC says the general public should not drink it. Kay Sanford, the raw milk drinker who lives in Chattanooga, seems to understand that.
I would say that for the general public, that's a really good rule. I think that their position is to try to keep the most amount of people safe.
Sanford drinks it, but she's getting it from a small-scale operation. That's what's exceptional about her source versus the general public, which gets milk from big, industrialized dairy operations. In factory farming, cows may be crowded indoors, standing in their own manure, passing germs to each other. Then there's the shipping process, which could also contaminate the milk.
You don't know what happens once it leaves the farm. So for the safety of the manufacturer, yeah, pasteurize the milk.
Many people who drink raw milk say something similar. They're wary of milk from industrial dairies. They think milk from faceless corporate cows, so to speak, ought to be pasteurized. But they believe that raw milk from a small, local farm can be safe, even if it is raw.
I wouldn't want to buy milk from a cow that I didn't know.
At Echo Valley Farm, Suzanne Morgan encourages people to come see her cows. She says she heat sanitizes her milking equipment, also tests batches of milk for bacteria, and she doesn't keep her cows cooped up.
They are not confined to a building. They are in very sanitary environment. A lot of commercial dairy cows are in buildings, and they never really see grass. Ours are always on pasture, and when we milk, we are extremely careful that the cows are very, very clean when we milk them as to not contaminate the milk potentially.
However, even with a conscientious farmer and clean cows, the Center for Disease Control advises against people drinking raw milk. Dr. Robert Toks discusses it in a CDC video.
It may surprise many to know that the dairy farm environment, even when every precaution is taken, is still a reservoir for illness-causing germs. Even if the farm's raw milk tests come back negative for pathogens, it's still no guarantee that the milk or the products that are made from the milk are always free of those pathogens.
As for the health benefits, raw milk proponents claim it can help people with allergies. Some scientific studies do indicate that people who drink unpasteurized milk may be less prone to allergies, but that's not been conclusively proven. Raw milk proponents claim that it's easier to digest, so people who are lactose intolerant can drink raw milk and be okay. However, a study by Stanford University in 2010 failed to support that claim. The CDC says raw milk does have more active enzymes than pasteurized milk, but the CDC also says enzymes in raw animal milk are not thought to be important in human health. According to the CDC, pasteurized milk is just as good and healthy as the raw stuff.
All the nutritional benefits of drinking milk are available from pasteurized milk without the risk of disease that comes with drinking raw milk.
Raw milk proponents say if there is a risk, then they should have the right to take that risk. In Chattanooga, I'm Michael Edward Miller.